From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman.
Introducing producer, director, and writer for the newest FX show, Reservation Dogs, Sterling Harjo.
And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello, hello. I always say happy Friday, but you guys know what day it is. You know it because you mark it in your calendar every Friday at 7 p.m. I got tuned into It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Yes. I'm here. I always say I'm here as always. I am here almost as always. But with me, almost as always as well, is Caleb Broker, my producer.
Yeah.
By the way, he gave himself that round of applause. He deserves it, but he gave it. I just want to make note that he gave himself a round of applause. I feel like I need that kind of boost of ego as well. Can you give me a round of applause as well?
I already did.
Oh, okay.
But here you go again.
It's been, thank you. It's been a weird week.
In fact, I'll even give you hectic. The big cheer.
Oh. Thank you. The funny thing is it's no one's in the studio besides me and Caleb, so...
Well, for now.
For now, kind of. anyways,
Stay tuned to the end of the episode.
What?
Stay tuned to the end of the episode for the announcement.
I don't know what we're talking about. Should I know?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's the specialty for next week.
Oh, I was going to announce that like right now.
Oh, okay. Well, stay tuned till right now.
Well, right now, we have a great show today. We'll talk about today's episode first. We have basically the creator of the new show on FX called Reservation Dogs. Me and the music director, Sam, down here at the station, had the opportunity to chat with him about his show, future projects, and he's just blowing up recently. He just got a new gig to write a movie for Netflix produced by LeBron James.
That's amazing.
I know. Crazy. And the show premieres on August 9th.
And that's I'm so in 3 days.
3 days. I know. And we're so grateful that Sterling Harjo gave us time to interview him. He's a busy, busy man. And the show, again, August 9th, it was filmed in Oklahoma, features Oklahoma talent and Native American talent.
About Oklahoma.
And said Oklahoma. It's going to be fantastic. In the interview, we kind of got an inside scoop on something. If I do say so myself. And that's for this episode. We also have text exchanges that we found on the internet that are so funny. And I asked you guys for y'all's weirdest text or message you ever got. And we have some good messages. Caleb has not seen them.
Except for the ones I picked out.
Yeah, yes. I'm talking about the listener response ones. You have not seen those. Right, yeah. But the ones he picked out, I've not seen, and vice versa. So it's going to be great. But we've been on a roll these last few episodes. I feel like we kind of hit it. We're hitting a groove. We have some fun guests. We have some fun episodes. But next week, we're doing something really different, okay?
What is that?
We're announcing it for the first time ever right now. And that is, next week, we are doing the show live in front of a studio audience. Yes! So those cheers you hear next week will be the cheers of real humans that we know and love.
I don't know if it'll be that loud, but yeah.
They'll be there. There'll be people, I promise, that are watching us. And we're going to pull from the crowd some guests. But do you know what? Here's a little bit of a twist. It's not going to be at 7.
What?
It's not going to be at 7. It's going to be a little bit later.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I guess you could call it, it's a little bit later. With Caden Coleman next week because thank you. Next week it'll be at 9 p.m.
So, but there will be one the normal time as well.
Exactly. There'll be one at 7 to 8, a rerun, with a reminder to tune in for the live in front of a studio audience show at 9. And we'll have some fun games. You know, we're meeting new people with you. We're going to pull from the crowd. And we're so on. It's going to be so exciting. It's going to be something different for me and Caleb. It's going to give us a lot of experience. I'm a little scared too. But I feel like we have a good crowd. We're doing it in front of some incoming freshmen down here at the college.
Incoming Hillcats. They're not all freshmen.
Oh, yeah. Incoming Hillcats. Clarification. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be so much fun. So tune in next week at 9 p.m. Follow at RSU Radio and you'll get a reminder with a cool trailer. I think I'm going to put together a cool trailer. And we're going to have a cool set and everything. It's going to be so much fun. So stay tuned for that. Now, as for this week, I found some cool stories, Caleb.
You did.
I did find some cool stories.
That is good.
First ones first. NPR reports a lobster made it out alive at a seafood restaurant.
Hmm.
You might say, oh, pretty basic, yeah. Okay?
I've heard that. It's kind of like, I don't know.
So
ratatouille. Reminds me of ratatouille.
For ratatouille, sure. Yeah. Okay. Or kind of like a sausage party in the movie.
Never seen it.
But listen to this. Staff at a Virginia Red Lobster received the regular
say
delivery.
That again. Say that again.
Yeah, I need to say it again. Staff at a Virginia Red Lobster received the regular delivery of live seafood. And at delivery, they noticed an orange and black spotted lobster. Okay?
Hmm.
The critter, they call it a critter in the article by NPR again, is so rare. It's a 1 in 30 million chance. So, yeah. So staff picked out this calico lobster and named it Freckles.
Hmm.
And now he's in a Virginian Living Museum.
That's very cool.
Sad part.
Oh, no.
All his brothers and sisters in the lobster bin.
Oh.
Dead.
There's always going to be, these are always sad.
You went so tragic. Imagine if that 1 in 30 million lobster was dead as well.
They just ate it.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Mr. Krabs meme. Obviously, Mr. Krabs is not a lobster, but he has a good meme on TikTok that's really, really funny, where he is getting, you know, destroyed. Yeah. I don't want to make things too sad this episode.
As usual.
But, yeah.
Speaking of... The beginning's really sad, usually, so...
But good for him. Freckles is alive in a Virginia Living Museum, and he's rare. He's 1 in 30 million.
I like how
goals.
In his notes here, Caden put, the tale of Freckles the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. They get to make it more intense. It's a fun, intense story. That's a random thing. But speaking of, I sniffed my nose a minute ago. It reminded me of my next story that I found. Scientists had developed a metal nose, like a big old statue, that smells you and can detect if you have COVID-19 or not.
That's not true.
There's
no way that's true.
No, it is true. You have a picture right here. I can't show the audience, but it's a real thing. And what it does is...
It's the source.
It has a vacuum. It's multiple sources. It's been reported by tons, but the article I chose is from femalefirst.co.uk, which is not... I mean, I'm not trying to bash them or anything, but like... The title of it doesn't seem super...
No.
But there's multiple sources that reported on it. And it has a 94% accuracy. Hmm. All you do is just get under it and the contraption sniffs you. And it has a 94% accuracy of telling you whether you have COVID or not.
So basically, they need to start putting those at like airports and stuff or something. I don't know.
They need to start putting it around the world. I'll get under a big nose and they give you the answer in 80 seconds.
That's pretty fast. That's not even, you can't even get a COVID test in that fast.
Well, here's my thing is that.
It's like 2 weeks.
Here's my thing is that why go through the hurdle of just making it a big nose? Like, doesn't it add more budget on it?
Yeah.
Just make the contraption where I could make it cheap.
But then the gimmick isn't there.
But the gimmick is, the gimmick
People
needs.
People go for the nose. They don't go for the contraption. Come on.
And if you look it up, it's definitely a nose. Like, it's a silver nose. And imagine just walking under it. It seems like a Ripley's Believe It or Not of thing.
I bet the people that made that know a lot about COVID.
Let's hope. Nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I get it, no.
I'll just... It's too late.
It's good. It's good. Now, here's the last thing that I think was the craziest thing. And this is not... new news, but something I've discovered, okay?
Hmm.
There is this street artist in England that is notorious. No one knows who he is, though, but he's...
Is it you?
It's not me. Oh. I never been to the to England, but
through London.
London. Anyways, they sold one of his artworks at a London, art show. All these rich people go, and the painting's called "Girl with the Balloon," and the museum just happened to have it. They just have this painting. Okay. And it sold for $1.4 million. But here's the trick. As soon as it was sold, Banksy activated a paper shredder that was underneath the frame. So as soon as it sold, it went through a paper shredder. So it was a big, like, screw you to rich people.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a little picture of it happening. There's a picture of it happening live. And again, it sold for $1.4 million.
That is a modern day Robin Hood, if I ever heard it.
I mean, but it's absolutely crazy. How did no one in the museum figure out the paper shredder was below the painting?
Maybe they were in on it. Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know. Someone just wasted $1 million, though. So I kind of feel bad for them, but also, like, they could have given that $1 million to me. So.
Well, this is from thetravel.com. And again, it's been reported on by Rudders and all that stuff. He installed the hidden shredder. And I think he just anonymously left it at the museum. Because, again, no one knows who it is. And so then I started diving into his artwork. And it's completely random. Like, he'll do, like, 2 a year. But he's notorious.
I mean, if I can make $1 million making it one painting, I would just do 2 a year.
Well, the museum sold it, not him.
Oh, he didn't get any money from that?
Well, he does random street art majority of the times.
I see.
He's extremely talented, but he did do some vandalism, it seems. Because obviously when you're doing like street art and like graffiti and all that stuff, like,
it's not always legal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But do you know what though? The paintings, the murals that he does and everything are supposed to be iconic. And he started all the way back, let's see here. He started all the way back in, looks like, you know, early 2000s. And he's still going. And I looked and I was like, what is the most recent one? He has one on the side of a, it says Reading Prison. It's a prison building. And he painted an escaping prisoner. Hmm. Escaping from the prison.
Very interesting.
And it says he claimed it was his 2 days later.
But how does he claim something if no one knows who he is?
I don't know. I think it might be social media or something.
That makes sense. It's very interesting. Maybe we should do a whole episode over Banksy.
I know. But he has multiple. He had, you know, two last year for Valentine's Day. Which, come on, Valentine's Day. But some people are defacing his murals and everything. So, but here's the thing too, is that like
he defaced his own.
What am I trying to say here? Like, what if there's a, you know, a copycat that's just claiming that he did these things?
He probably has a signature style. Definitely has his own like signature that you can't really like replicate.
Well, then how come here like the guy at the building? Which I wish I could show y'all pictures, but I can't. Like, just imagine, okay?
So basically what you're kind of saying is, like, it could be, like, a conspiracy theory that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Like, how Shakespeare could have been multiple people all claiming the same name.
Yes.
So it could be multiple, like, different sources all claiming
the same name. And for him not to get caught since the early 2000s.
It's impressive.
Good for him. And it's, like, they're detailed murals and paintings, so... It took him a while.
Yeah.
And no one's noticed. Especially at a prison. I don't know how he did that. And no one noticed. Because prisons are pretty high tech. Especially, you know, Western prisons.
Yeah, nowadays they are.
I don't know. But interesting. The shredding incident was iconic. That's some Cruella type stuff.
I was just thinking
if Cruella. If you haven't seen Cruella, that is Cruella to a T. That new movie.
Or Robin Hood. For all the older generations. Yeah.
But the picture of the rich people watching the painting go through the shredder is absolutely, that's the artwork within itself. It's crazy.
I kind of want to see the person that bought it, their reaction to it.
Well, I mean, if you look at the picture, you see this guy on the phone? He literally is gasping. I mean, obviously you can see the picture, but the people are absolutely shook. But go look at it at home. It's pretty astonishing. Even though...
That was a weird sound.
I know. I'm trying to make a transition.
Just make a random noise.
But you know what? We don't have a paper shredder for today's episode. Our schedule and itinerary is never going to be destroyed. And guess what? That's a terrible transition.
You know what does shred, though?
Yeah.
The amount of time we have left on the show.
That's right. We're slowly shredding. After this, good. Thank you for recovering for me. After this short break, we'll have an interview with Sterling Harjo, and we'll read some of the coolest and weirdest texts ever. See you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. Before the break, I mentioned that we have an interview with...
Oh, did you now?
I did. Definitely. I did. It's definitely a big deal. It's a huge deal. And we were so lucky to get this interview with the creator of a new show on FX titled Reservation.
Creator,
writer, director, everything.
Co-producer as well, yeah.
Oklahoma. That's it. Yeah, just, Oklahoma raised, yeah. Born and raised. He's been making content that not only represents Oklahomans, but more importantly, Native Americans for such a long time now. And he brought that to such a big scale for Reservation Dogs coming out August 9th. And again, me and my coworker, Sam, who serves as the music director for RSU Radio, have the honor of interviewing him a couple weeks back. And the show, again, airs August 9th. We kind of get like an inside scoop, something that hasn't been, you know, announced yet. So, without further ado, here's our interview with Sterling Harjo. Enjoy. We are so, so excited and so honored to be interviewing an Oklahoma native filmmaker, artist, and podcaster with a multitude of credit for writing, directing, and producing, and so much more. After being featured in the New York Times, Variety, and multiple other publications, Sterling Harjo is off once again to highlight Native American culture and Oklahoma culture in FX's new show, Reservation Dogs, premiering August 9th. Thank you for coming on the show, Sterling. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me. Very excited.
Awesome. That's awesome. Good. It's good to hear. And again, we're so honored. So honored.
Thank you.
First off, you've been making media content for Native Americans and their culture for so long and highlighting that aspect of your life. What was it like to bring it on such a big platform such as FX?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, I have been doing it forever. And I always wondered, like, man, am I always just going to be an independent, low budget filmmaker, you know, which I was fine with. I was able to make a living. But, you know, through my friendship with Taika Waititi and his deal that he had at FX, and he was always a fan and friend of mine, we're good friends. And, you know, he helped kind of open a door for me. And FX really loved the idea. FX is pretty bold in their choices, and they make choices that other networks don't. And they're not afraid to tell stories about, you know, they want unique and different sort of perception and like perspective and like, you know, they want new voices and truly, and there's a lot of people that say that right now, but FX truly does. And I don't know if you know their show Atlanta, it's one of my favorite shows, but like, they really were into the idea of Reservation Dogs and gave me the freedom. And, you know, it's kind of like Taika gave this gift to me and we wrote the pilot together, and then he went off to make Thor, and I just made this show.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty amazing.
How's the writing process been, and what was the inspiration for Reservation Dogs?
Mm-hmm. It's basically just my life. I mean, like stories that I told, and, you know, Tyke and I both have similar backgrounds, and I would always tell him stories about home, and, you know, and I also love movies like Stand By Me and The Goonies and like a group of kids kind of doing their thing, you know? And so The Outsiders, you know, like it was really just my whole life, you know, everything kind of led to this. The writing process was great. I mean, you know, Tyke and I wrote the pilot, and I wrote the next three scripts. And then I had a all native writers room where we came together and came up with the rest of the show. All friends of mine that I'd hung out or worked with in the past. And it was cool. Like, you know, I think like having the all native writers room helped a lot because we weren't afraid to go places that other people would be afraid to go to.
Right.
Or wouldn't even know to go there, you know.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you mentioned earlier Taika Waititi, yeah. Working with him. How did that relationship start and where'd y'all meet at?
We met in LA, I believe, briefly, but then we really kind of hit it off, became friends at Sundance. We both had short films playing at Sundance, and we ended up kind of in the native film circuit, going to native film festivals in different places. And we just traveled together a lot, ended up at the same places, just became really close friends. I've traveled through New Zealand with him. He and I have, you know, back road and, you know, lots of places. And, you know, and just, I watched my friend kind of become this star. And, you know, I never approached him about work because I just wanted him to be I wanted to be his friend, you know, like,
yeah.
I wasn't gonna like more ask my friend to help me out or whatever, but he brought it up. He brought up doing a show together. And so that's kind of all I needed to hear. And then I was like, all right, let's do it.
And that's so fun. And so a comedy, a lot of your work is really drama based. Besides from your work in the 1491s,
yeah.
How is the comedy writing process compared to, say, your work on your previous projects like Goodnight Irene and the documentary work?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know. Like, I don't see it as different, really. You know, like, there's humor in my dramatic films, but I think because I'm Native and because representation and sort of like is so bad in Hollywood, and I feel the need to make all different types of films to show the diversity of what we can do. And it just so happened a lot of those happened to be dramas, I think, at first. Mm-hmm. But I was getting all of my comedy kicks on the 1491. So mm-hmm. It was like, I was doing it simultaneously, you know? And I think the 1491s helped me learn how to write comedy.
Yeah.
And it also helped me learn how to like make a joke happen on screen and what doesn't work. And I didn't really realize I was like kind of training myself that whole time, you know, and also the live shows, you know, helped train me in comedy. So it was really beneficial to do that. And and it was easy. It was just like, you know, I write, you know, like I can do both. So it was easy for me to go back and forth, I think.
I always say, I know some comedians take such profound and like amazing portrayals in drama films. Mm-hmm. Let's just directors and actors make really good crossovers and stuff like that. You mentioned earlier that a lot of the stories in this show in particular tied to your real life and things you've gone through personally. Are there any very significant like anecdotes or certain things in the show that directly tied to your life? Like,
yeah, sure. I'll give you one that I've never given anyone.
This is
exclusive to RSU. Because it really hasn't even been announced that he's in the show yet. But Bill Burr, the comedian Bill Burr, is in the show. And he's in one episode. And he plays a coach and a basketball coach to one of the characters. And he's giving a driver's license test. And it's based on my coaches. And I used to call my coach a Creek word. And I won't give it away, but I used to call him a Creek word. And I used to tell him it meant something. And it didn't mean that at all. And you'll see that something similar happens in the episode.
That is so fun. We get
that
a little
funny.
Sneak preview. Now, obviously we have this show coming out very, very, very soon.
Yeah.
And other projects maybe down the line. But is there anything you're working on right now? Has there been any talks for season 2 at all? I know
they already ordered the writer's room for season 2, so we're going to start that up this fall. So we're writing that. And then, I have a lot of different projects. I have a show that I'm doing with Ethan Hawke. I have a show that I'm another show that I am developing at FX. There's a lot happening. About season 2, I'm super pumped about.
I cannot be more excited. And not only do you do a bunch of film and artwork, you have your own podcast as well. What is that like doing?
The podcast, I'm about to release some podcasts with the writers from the writer's room soon. But it's kind of like my pastime thing that I do when I have time, which I never have time, so I never do it. But like it's the most sporadic podcast probably that exists. But I just like having a place to do those interviews and people that are interested can go listen to them.
It's just another avenue to highlight. I know you interviewed Samantha Crane on there. She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, you pulled a lot of Native American talent for, of course, Reservation Dogs. What was it like searching for that talent? How did you come across the actors, actresses for the show?
You know, we did a lot of auditions. We did live auditions just in different areas in Oklahoma, also New Mexico, and had a lot of people sending tapes in to audition. And, you know, it was awesome. I mean, like so many really talented people out there that have never had an opportunity to act and like, you know, some of the, like the main kids on the show are like amazing. Like, people are going to be blown away by them. And then we also have like veteran native actors that are in the show too, that it's cool to see them all working together.
I recognized Bill from Miko in the trailer.
Oh yeah. John McLernan. Yeah. John and, also, Wes Studi.
Oh yeah.
And Gary Farmer. They're all in the show too.
Look at that. Past collaborators coming back for another round of Sterling Hardgel. Now with that, you mentioned other future projects, but are there any other past projects that significantly helped you make this one, or things that have tied together? Is there a Sterling Hardgel universe by chance?
Yeah, I think there is. Like, I mean, a lot of the shows are kind of referencing other shows, you know, and like there's, you'll hear characters' names from my film in this show. You know, there's a whole episode of the show that takes place in the clinic. And like the Indian clinic, just like Goodnight Irene.
Yeah, yeah.
And Casey Camp Hornick is playing Irene again in that episode. And there's like little like, you know, Easter eggs like that and stuff. But like, you know, and I made a show one time about three little boys that that is very much like sort of the precursor to this. It's about these kind of kids like getting in trouble at church, you know, and they're like these three boys, and very similar to kind of the attitude or whatever of this show. But there's a lot of little things like that that come back and from my films that, you know, and like, you know, if you see the documentaries, you're going to see characters from my document, people in my documentary that are characters in the show.
I feel like now I need to like be that crazy person that pins all of it together, you know, like hitting the Easter egg, and connecting the timeline, you know, it's a Marvel movie or something. But with that, there's so much more, but obviously we want to keep some of it secret because the show is coming out very, very soon. You can, again, watch it on FX. Reservation Dogs is coming out August 9th. But where can people find Sterling Hardgel?
We're like in person? I don't know that I want them to. You can find me on Instagram, just Sterling Hardgel.
Awesome.
Easy enough.
Awesome.
Yeah. And follow the show. I know that me and Sam will, because it obviously features Oklahoma talent.
Mm-hmm.
So always important to represent the okay, the 918. All right, thank you so much, Sterling. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, fantastic.
We're live again.
We're live again. We're back. What a awesome guy. Again, I keep on saying it, but he only made time for us, and he's a busy man. And that Netflix movie, I don't even think I mentioned it. Did I mention it yet on the air? After that interview, he just got another gig booked. Out from the Hollywood Reporter, said that he's writing a movie for Netflix that's produced by LeBron James. Wow.
That's a big deal.
The hits just keep coming, and he deserves it. He was a great guy. We're so glad we got to interview him. So, again, you can watch Reservation Dogs August 9th, brought to you by FX, starting August 9th.
There's two episodes on August 9th, and the rest comes out week by week.
You can watch it on Hulu. Anywhere,
I think that's it,
or FX, one of those two. But again, we appreciate him coming on the show. Great interview, great guy. We hope to hear from him soon. We probably will with all his projects that he's doing. On a whole separate note, what are some other TV shows that?
Not a separate note, it's the same note.
Well, same note. Any other TV shows that you want to plug?
TV shows.
I heard. I have not seen anything from Outer Banks, but everyone's going crazy for season two.
Don't care for it.
I've never seen season one. I haven't seen anything.
Me either. I personally don't care for it. One of my, I do like the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, NBC.
Dramedy. Oh, we love
Dramedy.
We love sitcoms. Yeah. Every sitcom in the book.
That one's good. It has one last season left.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Unfortunately, yeah. I've been keeping up with this since it pretty much started. So.
Well, there you go. There's Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Reservation Dogs. Two shows you need to keep up with right there.
What about you? You have any?
What about me? I'll plug Mare of Easttown on HBO with Kate Winslet. I don't want to give away what it's about, but it's literally so good. So good. I love all TV, but bugging that one. Now.
Oh, Stranger Things season 4 coming out next
year. The new trailer, yeah. Wow, crazy.
Officially announced that? For next year.
I sent you that trailer, didn't I?
No, I saw it already.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to take credit. I was like, come on. No. Just kidding. Well, enough of the small talk about TV shows. We got text to read. Enough of the
small talk.
Enough of the small talk. We have text exchange. Text exchange. Text exchange. Now, I think we're going to start off with what inspired me doing that.
Yes, of course.
I recalled that I had the craziest text experience ever. Literally ever.
Ever. You think ever.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. So,
okay, let's hear about it.
The drill is we're going to read these texts as if we're actually, each other.
Texting them. We're reading them as if we're actually the ones talking to each other through text.
That's a better way to put it. And we have sound effects and everything. It's going to be so much
cool
fun.
Cool sound effects.
So we have my personal, this really happened. I got a random text one day. And I mean, it just went from there.
How long ago was this?
It was, let me pull up the exact date because I have it on my phone somewhere.
Probably should have came a little more
prepared.
Prepared.
No, I have it. 2017.
Wow. Okay.
So we got it right here. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who do you want to be? You want to be?
Do I want to be? You be you. You can be you.
You be you. Okay. Okay.
So you're reading the green ones.
So yeah, okay. So pretend it is September 14, 2017.
Okay.
My phone.
Hey, how are you doing?
Which is on my heart to say this. That's what you're saying.
I can see it because you turned it away.
Sorry.
From
go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I'll redo this. Restart. Okay. Hope you are doing good. Was just on my heart to say this.
Thank you, heart emoji. Needed it. Taking mine, I don't know who sent this.
Got my Riley man full time now. Hope you are doing good, hon. My
question.
Grandson, my Riley man.
Question mark. And then, I'm trying to provide some backstory. He didn't get the hint with the question mark, so I kind of went with it, even though I don't know if I should or not. Here's me. Thanks, Papa. What are you going to do for my birthday?
Picking up a project got us to work on. Hoping to have it next weekend. I can cook for us. What are you wanting?
Also with a picture of a motorcycle.
Oh,
don't forget that part. It's important.
Yeah.
Sardines and guacamole.
What are sardines?
Fish, Papa. Fish.
Oh, heck no. I will cook and get you a can of sardines and crackers.
This is all really real. How about boneless pizza?
What is that? No meat?
New pizza called Boneless from Domino's. Just call them and ask.
LOL. You got it, hon. When, where, and how? Keep in mind, I will have a 5-year-old. What do you think of the project I have picked up for us to work on?
Make sure to get a wrench.
LOL. Have everything. Should just be rubber battery and... Oh, no, sorry. Should just be rubber a battery and rebuilding the carbs.
I don't think he can talk that well. And I sent back, okay, what day are we doing this?
When are you available? Riley and I... Oh, sorry. It was a different...
Yeah, sorry.
Riley,
I had a swipe.
Crashed last night doing quiet time. Quiet time, sorry.
Okay, you're not good at this. Crashed out last night during quiet time. They fell asleep.
Yes, I know. That's exactly what I read.
Car accident.
I didn't say crashed. I said yes.
So I didn't respond, so go ahead.
He's just being mean to me, guys.
I know, sorry.
Okay. How are you doing, birthday girl? See the boneless thing? It's boneless chicken wings.
It's great. Tiffany came over. We had some sardines and guac.
LOL. Yuck. When are you wanting to do this boneless thing?
And then, here's the other thing. I try to say, I don't know, when are you thinking? But I guess it wasn't delivered. Mm.
So
failure.
Didn't say anything, basically.
So no sound effect.
Wait. I thought your birthday was in January.
Oh, I didn't say this, but in my head, I'm like, my cover's blown.
Yeah.
I said, and then I replied, I never said it was tomorrow.
Oh, that was the wrong sound effect. LOL, we can still do this, my silly friend. When are you wanting to do this? Don't have to wait, do I?
Bye. Who am I to you?
Someone I knew 40 plus years ago and obviously don't know today. Bye.
Sorry, wrong person. I tried to recover. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. I sent the text to the wrong person.
XOXOX, Joni Ray.
Okay. So if you did not catch that, this guy randomly asked me to fix his motorcycle, but I don't know who I was to him. Maybe I was Joni Ray. Who knows?
Or maybe he was Joni Ray. She was Joni Ray.
Or maybe, I don't know.
So basically.
Now we have a test run out of the way. That was pretty rough.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, to be fair, I was trying to look at Caden's device and he was trying to lean over and it was difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
This is more professional.
Oh, yeah. Now. So we get the drill now. It's, let me say that, but a story is a better story, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
But it's tea.
It's always funnier whenever. So basically, what Caden did next is he has us find funny text conversations online. And we're going to be doing the same thing, reading them as if they're the ones texting. The first one that I have here is kind of cheating. I just thought it was funny. It's this mom. She was texting her husband, boyfriend, whatever the case may be. She says, and this is the caption of the tweet. She says, "I'm trying to feed my baby."
Okay.
So she said, "Where's the formula?" Oh, sorry. "Where's the formula?"
Chill, Plankton.
That's it. That's the whole thing. I just thought it was funny how...
Where did you find that?
It's a SpongeBob joke. It's just funny.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, I get it. Plankton wants the formula.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Here's one that I found. This is random. I don't want to set anything up. You be the person in white here.
Who's this?
Why?
Are you a boy or a girl?
Oh, he didn't say girl. Look carefully. Oh, he says girl.
Or and then girl.
I say, I'm a grill.
What's your name, smelly face?
George Foreman.
Thought you were a girl.
No. I'm a grill.
Oh.
Quality content. Let's get a round of applause.
That was good.
Good jokester. Whoever is texting that, George Schwerman. Come on. Quality content.
That was right some good content there.
Okay. You got another one? What's your next one?
I got a couple here.
Okay.
Let me just scroll up to this next one. Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, you know. You?
Bored and feeling lonely.
Sorry.
It's okay. Crawls and lays across your lap.
Wait. Wow. This got awkward fast.
Can you imagine someone texting you and saying,
and
crawls across
so do
your
they know who that is?
No.
A lot of mine are kind of people that they
some
don't
of these,
know.
Yes, yeah, most of these are people that don't know. I'm assuming this one looks like it's on a dating app or something. I don't know.
Okay. Where'd you find yours, by the way? I don't know if you answered earlier.
I found a Twitter account that has a bunch of them. That's good. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be the person in green. You be the person right here. Okay. Who sent first?
I start first?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
Smell my face.
Smell it.
Get the
smiley face. Okay,
and it's,
I'm sorry.
It's H-A-Y.
H-A-Y. Hey, smiley face.
Me? Hey, who's this?
Jim. How's this? Obviously a typo.
I'm you from the future, Jim, with a message. Don't vote for David Grayson in 2020. Tell the world. Also, don't go to Subway on May 9th, 2016. A car hits you in the parking lot and breaks your hip.
That's it. All right.
Now, here's the thing. I remember David Grayson running for president. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we were in 2020. I don't remember him.
Also, if anyone can find this for me, I didn't do some research. Did a car hit a Subway on May 9th, 2016?
I'm really more worried about, did he ever respond to that? Like, how do you
I'm hoping Jim's fine. I don't know.
How do you respond?
It looks like that David, the guy that the future Jim sent a message after, but I don't know what it was. Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go with my next one.
Oh, gosh.
So, I'll start off.
Okay. This is is this random person?
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Hey, Woo.
Hello?
Shakes nervously. May I be able to go out with you? Where are we? Ooh, woo. Go die.
Holy crap, dude.
Can you imagine someone saying that and then their next message a couple minutes later is just, go die.
I wonder.
Plus, this happened at 6 in the morning. One of the timestamps. It happened 6 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Woo.
Hey, Woo.
Woo. Ooh, woo. That's funny. That's good.
Now, yeah, it says, where are you? Ooh, woo.
Yeah. Man, that was cringe. That's tacky. That's tacky. Now, this next one kind of rings kind of like nostalgic for me and Caleb because we found this in a textbook, and it's a very non-accurate version of what bullying looks like. It's not this blunt. It's
what
not
people think cyberbullying is.
Yes. It's what the boomers think, as you
don't
could say.
Don't offend the boomers.
If boomers are listening, do you think this is what cyberbullying is like? Okay.
Okay. This seems to be hard
to
add
some tense music behind this one. Why did you come to school today?
Leave me alone.
You are so stupid and ugly, and no one likes you. You should do everyone a favor and die.
Why are you so mean to me? I can't believe the things you say.
This is me, the best part of the whole message. Just wait.
Say that one more time.
Just wait. That's it. That's from Ashley.
I'm waiting, actually. I want to see what happens.
Just wait.
So just to be clear, that was not an actual text exchange.
No. So don't worry. Everyone's fine.
For now.
For now. It's a classic, though, for us.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is so weird because it's like I'm live reacting to this the same time you've
done. Here, I'll just cover it up.
What does that say right there?
Hey, idiot.
Oh, okay. Is that me?
No, I'll say, hey, idiot.
Is it tense music? If it's tense, add the music.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Hey, idiot.
Who are you?
Just another loser.
I.
Lost loser, looking for love.
That's rough, man.
Not as sorry as my parents' divorce.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Came out of nowhere. Came out of left field. Talking about his parents' divorce. Being rough.
That's like elementary love, though. Hey, idiot. Just another loser. And then quick turn to crush. Lost loser. Looking for love.
Yeah. It seems like he's like trying to like be flirty, but it's not working.
Well, here's the thing. Funny thing. I have a big, juicy text coming up. Okay. About Christmas lights, and it's pretty long.
Okay.
So to figure out what happens between this guy and this Christmas light decorator, you gotta stay tuned for this break. Surprise. So see you at the break for more. It's kind of like
now back to It's Kind of Late.
Welcome back to It's Kind of Late. Welcome. Earlier I said it's kind of late, but no, it's kind of late.
It is late.
We should do a lake special where we go and we call it kind of late.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
It's kind of too late. Summer's already over, but
I know. You never know. Next summer. Before the break, I hinted at another text exchange that I found between a guy named Bill and this guy that wants to hire him to do Christmas lights. Bill posted this thing on Craigslist, asking if anyone wants to do custom Christmas lights.
So is this, you're going to read the ad first and then go to the,
I don't really need to. It's more just like, give me a quote, you know, I'll put lights up for you, but it's a Craigslist ad. So, Caleb, you want to play Bill? You play Bill, I'll be the guy.
Okay, I'm Bill.
Okay. Is this the person who does those Christmas lights?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bill.
Hey, Jill. I'm going to need my house decorated. Well, not mine. My girlfriend's house.
Okay, I think I could help you with that. When are you needing it done?
By the end of the week would be great. It's going to be a surprise, too, so it'll have to be done before she gets home from work.
We can make that work. How big is the house?
pretty good size, two stories, four bedrooms. Hold on, I think I have a photo of it on my phone. Sin's picture of house. That help you, Gil? Take in mind his name's Bill. The person really texts Gil every single time.
Very much, thanks. So do you just want the edges of the roof and columns decorated, or what did you have in mind?
I was hoping you could spell out a festive message for the holiday season. With them blinky lights, you know? Got them blinky lights?
I have blinky lights, yes. From the looks of it, that garage roof would be perfect for writing Merry Xmas or Happy Holidays.
Yeah, that might work, dot, dot, dot. Tense music right now. Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
My girlfriend's been cheating on me with this man named Mervin Jigler. Guy is an assistant manager at Joe's Crab Shack.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, apologies aside, we gotta get some retaliation. Catch my drift, Gil?
No, not at all.
Well, I'm thinking we string out a message like this. Message of the house that says, I know about Mervin Jigler from Crab Shack. Next text. She'll come home from work, right? Then you'll flip on the lights. She'll read the message and hit the ground.
You're joking, right? It's pretty much the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Come on, she'll jump like a sack of bricks.
Yeah, I'd probably faint too after being that surprised.
Yeah, that, and she has epilepsy. She's gonna start flopping all over the lawn, trying to see if I can get a YouTube channel to come out and film it. This is bad.
This is not going to happen, at least not with me being involved.
Come on, I won't be selfish. I plan on giving you credit on the video. Quote, seizure brought to you by Gil's Custom Christmas Lights.
Forget about it. Sorry to hear what she did, but you're going to have to find somebody else.
If you were really sorry, you would help him with the lights. Instead of wimping out like you always do, Gil.
Listen, jerk, it's Bill, not Gil. Secondly, I don't even freaking know you.
Whoa, man, calm down. The Christmas season is a time for caring and compassion.
Whatever, find someone else.
That's it.
Oh, man, that was intense.
Yeah, so...
like, I'm sweating in here.
So, yeah, Mervin Jigler from Joe's Crab Shack. Keep your hands...
what a jerk.
Keep your hands to yourself.
What a jerk, okay. I think there's something about...
some deeper backstory there. Let's hope everyone's fine. Now, let's hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully the epilepsy girlfriend is doing good.
Okay. We'll do hear mine here.
Okay. So this is from between Pyra and somebody. Someone named okay.
So
Pyra.
You'll be blue, I'll be gray.
Okay.
Which still be the one that's texting the person.
I'll be blue.
Be the one.
So you're Pyra.
Yeah.
Top Golf was so much fun.
Hey, had a great time.
We should definitely try getting dinner soon.
I got our waiter's number.
From Top Golf?
Yeah, he was so cute.
Oh, word.
Question mark.
What did that even mean?
So basically, you're hyped that in this scenario, you're interested in me and you're like, hey, you want to go on a date again? And he's like, oh, I got the numbers from the waiter.
At Top Golf.
At Top Golf.
Cringe.
Oh, it's kind of ruining the...
I see how you gave that to me, because you know I'm in that situation all the time.
No. It's kind of ruined the video or the text because you didn't know what it meant. I explained it.
Okay.
It's not as cool.
It's okay. It's good. All right, here's the next one.
Okay.
It's pretty small.
Oh, man. Somebody can zoom in on that, but I can't.
It's okay.
Not see.
Okay, There's misspelling on this one on purpose, okay?
Yeah. We gotta say typos in real life.
Did you fall from heaven? Because based on your picture, I think you might be an angel.
An acute or obtuse one?
Huh?
You said I was an angel. I was asking what kind.
I don't know. the type of angle with beautiful eyes and a killer smile.
So obtuse?
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's wonderful. Okay. Gotta speed these up a little bit here. Do you play the guitar?
Yeah, I do. Why, smiley face?
This guy I want to date plays, and I was asking, like, I want to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure, I can help.
It's not you, by the way, just to be clear.
Thank you for specifying.
Can you imagine? What if this person had a crush on the other person? They totally ruined their chances.
You're missing the key emoji at the very beginning. Do you want to play guitar? Like, googly eyes, like,
oh, yeah.
Doggy eyes, please?
You're right. Wow. I forgot the emoji. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, next one. You be the blue.
Okay.
This one, add text tones to this one.
It's difficult to do that.
Please stand up.
He actually got the wrong one.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. This is you.
Please stand up.
Signify. Stand up. Okay. I'm standing up for this next one. We both are standing up for this one. Okay. This is a message. I'm Caleb's dad.
Dad? There's a moth outside the bathroom door. Can you get rid of it?
Separate text.
Like 10 minutes later, probably. Please hurry. I'm going to cry.
Separate text.
Dad?
Separate text. Epic music. Here we go. Dad is dead. You're next. Love, moth. That's it. It's so stupid.
That was kind of
dad joke comedy.
Anticlimactic.
Oh, speaking of dad jokes, last week if you missed the episode with Robert Gulch, just right into a plug. This episode with Robert Gulcher and Lee Johnson, where we do some dad jokes. You can find ones just like that, but better. Last episode.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Caden, this is just one person's message to another person. It's just one person, so you go ahead and read all of them.
Okay. Did you message in this one? Why are you like this? Broken heart emoji. I'm going to jump off a bridge if you don't reply. Oh my gosh, I can't read this. This is so bad. Okay, bye. I'm gonna jump.
Next day.
Yo, this duck's homie.
It's because his username's Duck.
He just jumped. Why you ain't reply to him? Dog. He did. Oh my goodness.
Next day.
Gabby, it's me. I'm in the hospital. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Next day.
Yo, Gabby. This is the surgeon. How many roles will this dude give him an Oscar? Stand up. Stand up. Give him a round of applause. Good job.
That was pretty good.
Man, I would date somebody that did that. In that way, let me clarify. In that way,
yeah. Okay, I have one similar, but we're gonna do the last two, and then we'll go ahead and do the fan submissions.
Yes. Okay. So here's mine. It's a lot of the same thing. This is dad to now. Yeah, I'm still dad talking to Caleb. Phone dying. Just letting you know in case it dies. Separate text. Still on, but low. FYI. Separate text. 5%. Separate text. 3% now. Separate text. Dying any second now. Call mom if you need me. Separate text. Mom's phone's at 46%. Separate text. Mom's now at 41. Separate text. Now in upper 30s. Separate text. Back home charging.
They got back home. The conclusion there.
Yeah.
What a conclusion.
Yeah. And you say, just seeing this now.
Just seeing this now. Oh, it isn't, that's part of that. Okay.
Okay.
So my last one is intense. It's kind of long here.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and, do you want to be a good actor or do you want to be just kind of a random
what do you want?
Bystander type thing?
What do you want?
I'll read the intense text. Okay.
Okay. So.
Get reported.
I beg your pardon.
Your posts get reported.
I mean, I guess that's fine, but may I ask why?
It's because your boyfriend is freaking ugly. He didn't deserve happiness, just pain and suffering. And I hate happy people.
You mean my husband? You do you, I guess.
He deserves to have his family taken away from him.
Oh my goodness.
He should live the rest of his life in pain, misery, with trauma.
Is this you texting me? That's so funny. It sounds like you. Do you know him personally, or is it like you just have an issue with his appearance?
I just hate males. Happy and lucky males. There needs to be a gender genocide. Look at him. He looks like a freaking idiot.
Well, I can't change your opinion on anything like that, but at least you're passionate.
That's it. That's the whole good thing.
Good for my character, though. Just taking it like, yeah. I'm scared. Gender genocide.
Actually, I have one more for you.
I'm kind of a sponsor for that.
Gender
I'm a
journey?
Male.
Maybe we have a show called Gender Journey. I don't know.
We're just plugging everything in the worst situations.
Okay. Do you have any fan submissions, actually?
We do have some fan submissions. Okay. I kind of got to hurry because we don't want to run too late and interrupt the lounge. But we got some fan submissions about random messages that people got that are weird. This is from Kylie Williamson. Round of applause for Kylie. This is a pretty long one. I'm passing it on. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Tomorrow, two boys will say, can I have your number? Or do you have a boyfriend? Since the 15 beautiful girls or bad luck starts for a whole year. This is not fake. Apparently, if you copy and paste this, you'll have the best day of your life tomorrow. You'll either get kissed or asked out. If you break this chain, you'll see a dead clown in your room tonight.
A dead clown?
In 35 minutes, someone will say, I love you. No returns. Someone sent me this.
That's pretty insane.
This isn't really a text that they got, but it's from Abigail Johnson, fan of the show and friend of the show. Her grandpa died in 2019, and they couldn't unlock his phone. They canceled his number and everything, okay? Well, last year, Abby's dad got a text from her grandpa's number, which has been discontinued.
Yeah.
And said, hey. Just hey. Okay. The weird part is, think about it, his number is discontinued, but also, whoever got that number texted her dad.
Has number saved.
Creepy. Grandpa, Stan. Next up, we have fan of the show and friend and lovely woman, Leanne Wood.
Wait, hold on. You didn't say lovely woman about the last two.
They're both lovely women. Everyone's a lovely person in my eyes. Okay. You know that. I hit the mic with my phone. The weirdest message I've ever gotten was, dang, you smell like the candy aisle at a 7-Eleven.
What a compliment.
Girl, you sweet. You sweet girl.
Smell like the candy aisle.
Like a pixie stick. Okay. Next we got from Nico. We got, not necessarily a weird message, but I figured out that we got a dog randomly when my dad sent a picture of him holding a puppy in our living room with a text that said, this is Frankie. Interesting. Okay.
Glad they got to see Frankie.
And another friend of the show, Johnny Rice, said, my number neighbor approached me via text a few months ago.
If you don't know what a number neighbor is, it's basically like your phone number, but you changed the very last number.
Yes. They said, hello, Jonathan Perrin Rice, which is his full name. I asked if I knew them or not, and they said I didn't. Then they said that they had my children, and I needed to Venmo them $1,000 to get them back. So take in mind, he is
hostage situation.
He's not married, dating anybody, no kids. Got kind of nervous and blocked him. He's not entirely sure how they got his full name, but they haven't bothered him since. This is the consequence of having a live show. We actually went over a few minutes, so it cut out. But Sam's submission was, hey, Dis, it's Gautrell. The homie Pinky, Tia's boyfriend, told me to hit you up. And do you know what? That means that you should be tuning in live to not miss things like that. So this is your warning.
Plus, that was from Sam, fellow coworker. So shout out to Sam.
Shout out to Sam. And next week, we have it live in front of a studio audience at 9 p.m. So tune in for that. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.